This is Flash Miller, and you tuned in to We Love Hip Hop.
We love hip hop.
It's your boy Pillar B, and we love hip hop. Right, motherfucking now. Tune in. Oh, you a broke ass nigga, I tell you right now. You a guy. Shit.
You don't think for a man? It's just a slam. Like, yo, a man will just have sex with a team. Like, yo, wants to bust a nut.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? But the girl them think like, yo, oh my god, he's gonna leave me. He's gonna leave me for this new chick. Yo, they go right to nuclear. Like,
yeah,
like, you know, oh, it was just a fuck.
Yeah, fam, we're not like the Galdem. The Galdem is different. When they fuck someone, they're actually emotionally attached.
Yeah, they're ready to leave. They're thinking, you know what? Maybe I should leave this.
Yeah,
we're like, you know what? We just want to bust a nut.
We're just trying to nut.
Yeah, we're just trying to nut.
Come right back.
You know what I'm saying? Like, something different. That's all. Something different. That's right.
She don't mean nothing.
Like, I was just fucking them girls. I was gonna get right back.
We love hip hop.
Yeah. Oh.
We love hip hop.
Time gets a ticking and it takes a toll. Told you lying and saying that you told him things, things that you could've kept.
We love hip hop.
You were somebody I would stand behind.
Let's go.
We love hip hop. We love hip hop.
Work all winter, shine all summer. Ride for your brother, you die for your mother. Keep that shit on honor. You wanna fake it.
You wanna see a dead body? How about a 12-gauge shot in?
Shawty, the plug give me work and I sell it. She just wanna fuck cause I sell shit. Blunts in the hood with a molly. MK in your hood with a shawty. My bro said fuck it, get money. My other bro said shoot everybody. Like how they talk shit but ain't on shit. Like I just put a glizzy on a mop stick. I just got a case and it drop quick. Give my lawyer 10 and he offed it. Give my nigga 9 and he offed it. Now this shit have to sell it. Caught in the work, that's an edit. Fiend overdose, need a medic.
Prada and Gucci don't go together. Louis and Dior, I circle better. You wear my drip, I wear it better. Kalani, I circle better. Gang, I'm going with it. I should get a chain for the pro.
Gang.
The level is just too advanced. The bezel is Tiffany stamped. Don't grip on my hand. I know that I came with a slide from left to right, but now I don't wanna dance. I got too much on the line, too much on my mind, too much ain't enough of my plans. Nike don't pay me to tell you just do it. They pay me to show you I do it again. I'm in control of the fly. You know how
Nike doesn't pay me to do it. My Nike pays me to show you to do it again.
Jeez. So we are buck. It's the world's most smoked out podcast. We love hip hop. I'm the host with the most toast, Friday Ricky Dread, aka Media Rick, aka let me dig in my bag, aka Reaction Rick, aka 100 blunts to the head, aka the Canadian mascot. Yo, let's go Toronto.
Okay.
That's all I got today. And to the left of me.
AKA I don't close my tabs.
Multiple tabs, Rick.
Yeah. But no, it's me, PK Herc. You done know I'm here. I'm outside. You know what I'm saying? You don't know where you're going to see me, where I may pop up. But yo, I want to big up. I got a couple people I want to shout out today.
Sing.
So, okay. The other day I was going for a walk like per I usually do on Lakeshore. You know what I'm saying? I came across a group of brown gentlemen, you know what I'm saying? Indian dudes, whatever, chilling, you know, like whatever, they're down. I think one guy's name was Money. Shout out Money. Savage Gray Records, if I'm not mistaken. What's the next guy's name? D Woods or something like that. But okay. The guys on the bridge. Know who they are. That's what I told them. I shout them out as the guys on the bridge.
The guys on the bridge?
So yeah, the man that was on the bridge that held me up and we took pictures for their snaps.
That sounds like a whole podcast on its own, the guys on the bridge podcast.
I guess. But nonetheless, I gave it to him. I was like, yo, We love hip hop. I lie. You know, I'm walking up the stairs. Like, yo, fam, what's good? You wanna? I'm like, no, I'm all good. Thank you. I appreciate that. And it's like, yo, as I pass the next guy, yo, I knew that was him, yo. I told you. And then they're like, yo, can I get a pic, whatever? So yeah.
Jeez,
so
shout out.
Shout out the man I'm on the bridge. You know what I'm saying? And then also today, when I was up on Islington, I just pulled up by Islington and Steeles to go check on something. And I'm rolling, the man's like, yo, Friday, Ricky Dredd. I'm like, yo, what? No. What's going on?
Wrong guy.
Yo, that's not, I'm, yo, whatever. He's like, yeah, I'm only playing with you. I'm like, yeah, I figured as much. But he's like, yeah, so big up Ryan from
Ryan
Islington and Steeles. You know what I'm saying? The man pulled up like, yo, we love hip hop. I fuck with the podcast. So big up to Ryan. You know what I'm saying? And then big up to the usual suspects. You know who you are. If you don't know who you are, then I guess you're not one of the usual suspects. So shout out Paul Bunyan, Smokey the Bear. That's me. I'm here.
Holy.
I feel I'm forgetting somebody, but it will come to me.
We got time. Gucci Gooch, what you saying?
Yo, it's your boy Gucci, man.
Yo, shout it's out Gucci.
Shout out to the team. 233? We working, baby. We working for the city, for the whole entire world. You heard? Yo, shout out to the supporters. You guys are gang, bro. You know what I mean? All gang, all love, B. You already know Gucci love to see all the interaction on the comments, everything. You know what I mean? But shout out to everybody who's rocking with the whole team, the whole movement, you know what I mean? We keep it moving, baby, you know what I mean? It's your boy Gucci.
Gang, gang, gang.
And salute the Empress. She's in the building as well. There's a hot mic there if you ever have some things you want to say, you know what I'm saying?
If you're feeling froggy and you want to leap,
you
know?
You know what I mean?
If you're feeling froggy and you want to leap, you want to say something, that's something you want to get off your chest.
Yeah, man. Big salute to Empress behind the scenes helping us out here. We're over here, episode 333, over here at the Visionary Arts Center. You know what I'm saying? Book your time if you need it. You know what I mean? We're booking time for open spaces as well as podcasters and other content creators. Salute to all the people who are at their desks right now, the Cubicle Gang, all the listening audience, all the people who are listening on SoundCloud, Spotify, iTunes, all the listening platforms, and all the people who are listening on watching on YouTube, you know, the subscribers. The Patreons also, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and the members. Shout out the members. Yeah,
this one for the members.
Yes, man.
Oh, and salute to Gutsy Guts as well. Gutsy's not here right now. You know, he's got some things going on, but he's still here. You know what I'm saying? He didn't come back and leave. You know what I'm saying? So salute to Gutsy Guts. You know what I mean? But yeah, the Patreon is available right now. You know, tap into our Patreon, become a Patreon member. We got episode or a bonus episode that's up there right now if y'all want to check it out. You know what I'm saying? So make sure it's 20 minutes after the flop.
Yeah, 20 minutes after the flop.
Yeah.
It was actually longer. It went longer than 20 minutes, but hey.
Yeah, more like an hour and a half. Like
hour and 20.
Long weekend's on the way up.
Yo, Caravana on a fucking forward.
Oh, yes, this would have been Caravana weekend.
Would have been. Yo, just know, say if you look hard enough, you find a party if you go to.
That's facts. Yo, well, shit, the world's kind of open, so like parties can still go on. The festival itself is not happening.
Yeah, they fucking canceled all festivals of color until September.
All festivals of color. So you're saying that fucking Kitty Carnival, nothing?
Nothing. Lock off. You're suspended. Mm-mm. You're on curfew. You're on house arrest.
So what's the plans for everybody this weekend then, with no Caravana then? Or even just for the Monday, because the Monday is supposed to be, you know, a day off, I guess. I don't know.
I have no plans, actually. Like, I was not even really, like, because how things are going, like, you're not even really taking in, like, Caravana. Like, I didn't even think that Caravana was this week. So, like, the way how shit's on lockdown, I'm not even thinking about nothing. You know what I mean? The only thing I'm thinking about is podcasting for the people, for you guys out there, and making money, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm, and just chilling, you heard? You know what I mean?
Wop that ear. What about you, Herc?
Similar. I don't really have no plans, per se. You know what I'm saying? I got like a nice arsenal of fireworks if I want to let go some fireworks that I didn't.
It's just the fireworks king over here. Holy fuck.
Yeah, I got a nice little arsenal right now. Like a nice little shit that was supposed to burst off on Canada Day and my mom's birthday, but it didn't work out. So I still have them. I'm debating if I want to let go of the shots or just wait till something. Because my brother's birthday is at the end of the month, not this month, but next month. You know what I'm saying? So
rated R.
Maybe yeah. Well, I think he's rated REM, rated R. Yeah, absolutely. On Instagram. You know what I'm saying? He's one of the usual suspects. Shout out Heart of Toronto. But that's what I was just saying. Like, fucking doing our thing. Guy threw me off track with that one. He threw my brother in there, got me thinking other shit.
I'm rated R.
Yeah, but yeah, so my brother's birthday's coming up. That's what I was saying. So I have the fireworks. I don't know. I really don't have no plans. You know what I mean? Me personally, I know my brother, he likes to barbecue. So if I'm like, yo, you want a barbecue? He'll be down. I know that. He's got a nice, shiny grill. So I tell him, yo, okay, let's barbecue. He'll be like, yeah, sure, let's barbecue. Not like, yeah, sure, like, you know what I mean? But
yeah. He's
always down to spend time with family, so.
Well, remember, there's a, you know, like we were just saying, like, there's a big hole in where our long weekend would be for us.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Us personally, like, as Black people, as Torontonians, like, every weekend, first weekend of August or whatever it would be, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the Americans would be here. Like, yo,
crazy.
They would be having, like, they have their King and Queen Carnival, whatever, at Lamport Stadium.
Wow.
All of that shit, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yo, the biggest shock to the Americans when they do get to come back for, if we do ever have next year for Carabana, is when they reach King and Dufferin and they try to tell their people to coordinate by the McDonald's at King and Dufferin, which is no longer there. So if you're listening to this, Americans know. The ones that come to Canada or Toronto for Carabana, the McDonald's at King and Dufferin is no more.
It's no more.
It's going to be a condo by the time you get here next. You're going to be like, what the? Uh-huh. Yeah, gentrification. So if you're looking for the McDonald's, to the Americans that know the area, it's across from Lamport Stadium, which is where King and Queen Carnival is. So that's the new little donate, you know, little the rally
hangout,
point.
The hangout spot?
Well, it's not. Yeah, well. You know they do. They throw up a condo. Oh, here's a little green space. So there is an actual green space behind the McDonald's. So that's like a parquet, whatever. So that could be technically the new meeting space. But yeah, we take that over. So
yeah. Well, yeah. Frick, man.
Part like aliens. That's ours. We take that over.
We go to Carabana. Like, you and I, like, yeah. We've gone enough times. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we're walking down on the fucking lakeshore. You know what I mean?
Like, that's part of the thing, man.
Yeah. Like that. Yo, it's actually kind of weird because last year it didn't happen. You know what I'm saying? And like, it's whatever. But now that we're kind of outside, it's like, yo, that would be kind of nice to.
Yo, listen to
me. I think people are just going to party.
Yeah.
But I don't think Caravan is going
to. No, actual floats and parades is going in. No, none of that's going to happen. Yeah. I'd be shocked. Like last week or 2 weeks ago, I was walking on the boardwalk again.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, I came across the one mass camp there. I think they're Atlantis mass camp or whatever. And they're doing their thing.
Minibana.
Yo, that's what I say. I'm like, yo, what's this, impromptu Carabana? What's going on here? And they're playing their music. So, you know, there's parties definitely going on if you know where to look. You know, who throws their Carabana parties, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, some people's motto is COVID don't stop shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, but yo, all I got to say is on the fact we should be able to have Carabana. If what happened in Woodbridge after the Italians won the World Cup is acceptable, Carabana should be fine.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say on that note.
Well, yeah, that and the fact that like even from like, you know, we're like in the middle of downtown, like in the club district, there's a big area around here where like people are jamming all the time. There's concerts going on. You know, I don't think they even give a fuck about, you know, the social distancing and all that stuff in there. So like a Carabana would be nice. You know what I'm saying? But next year.
I don't want to discuss, but next year. Nah, this year, nigga.
Do me a favor. Can y'all pass me one of those trays back there?
So sorry, Fred. I just confiscated the tray here.
I wanted to bring up something a little mixy.
Oh, what's this? Nah, man. The man's name says it all, yo. Whack 100.
No, not that. Not that. Oh. We'll save that one for later.
What else is mixy?
Pilla B. That reaction is priceless. Holy fuck.
Now, you know why that sigh was for?
Talk to me.
Everybody runs to social media, man.
So who, the girl or like the reaction afterwards? Because, okay, just to like for the people.
I don't know the backstory. I don't know the content. You know what I mean?
Okay, so to give the people some context who don't know what's going on or who don't know who Pilla B is, Pilla B, Toronto rapper, you know what I'm saying? For the people outside of. dope Toronto rapper. You ain't outside enough tunes, right? So there was a post that started going around on social media. I guess some girl started posting, you know, him in a bed and then her throwing bleach on his clothes and Ray Tay Tay Tay. Gucci, Clear Star Studios page, make sure to follow that, right?
Yeah.
What was the reason that she was doing it? I don't remember the reason why. It was something about money or some shit?
Allegedly, like, he owes her money, right? Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, he had all these excuses to pay her back. Like, he wouldn't really pay her back. He just had a lot of excuses. So I felt like she couldn't take it no more.
Mm-hmm.
And based off of that, and on top of that, like, she found out, like, he had an ex girl, I think so, too, as well. So right. It's like, I feel like there's feelings and the money. So it just made her just say, you know what? All right, I'm just going to expose
go crazy.
You. Yeah, I'm going to expose you. Like, I had enough.
Okay, good. Now, you see, now that's all there that's laid out, okay? People, rappers reacted to it, and they were like, ha, 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 Pilla B, da, 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 da. I don't think it's an L. And I want to ask y'all, is this an L or a W? I don't think it's a fucking L in my opinion. Because to me, it's an L on her. She looks crazy. Her feelings are hurt. So now she's going to go all out of order, go do the wildest shit because her feelings are hurt. Like, come on, my G. You know what I'm saying? There's more reasons to be cheesed than maybe a man owing you some money and him fucking another chick. Fuck out of here, B.
And her, I think her page is like disactivated because...
As it should be.
But nah, that was wild. I don't know. I think Instagram probably deleted her page.
Of course.
She was posting him naked on her story. And even though when Instagram took it off her story, like, you already know when they take off your story, she reposted it. Like, well, hold on. Like, they're going to take it off my story. I'm going to repost it.
Because so she's stronger than Instagram, right?
That's what she doubled doing. Down on her fuckery. Eh?
Right.
Yeah, so.
She decided to double down on the fuckery.
Yeah. Am I tripping, Herc?
Well, me personally, I don't like personal shit like that for social media. You know, everything has a place in it. You know, certain things have a place on social media as I see it, whatever. But not everybody has the same thought patterns and processes as I do. So, you know, that being said, it's a definite, it's a come see, come saw situation. You know, both of them lose. She looks crazy. And then he's got his ops or his, you know, competitors in the game making fun of him, talking about broke boy. How can I have an op that's a broke boy? And I'll pay that. Like, you know what I'm saying? You want me to pay her the money? I'll pay her the money for you.
Yeah.
So they were getting at him. So social wise, and yeah, she looks crazy, but she even said it. I'm the crazy one. She said it.
You laughing crazy?
Yeah. So that's just like,
I'm sorry, I'm triggered.
Yeah. But it's not a good look either way. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, she damaged some clothes, poured some bleach on some shit. I didn't see the videos of her posting, but thank God, because I don't want to see nothing like that. But she was damaging the man's clothes.
Yeah.
And shit that's replaceable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Whoop-de-doo. Okay, you damaged some shoes. You damaged whatever. Now when he goes back and gets it all and kicks you to the curb, you're still out your money. Now you're in your feelings. And he's just living life like, poop, okay.
And you look crazy to other niggas.
Right, that's right. Now you just fucked up yourself. Like, niggas like, oh, I'm staying away from her.
I'm staying away from that crazy bitch.
If I get on her bad side, she's going to cut up my J's, cut up my jacket, pour bleach on my shit. Like, yo, you're gone too far, rude girl. You're gone too far, rude girl.
I like how he handled it still because he kind of laughed.
He just laughed it off.
He laughed it off and started. He's like, oh, I didn't know I look so black and some funny and black and funny. Like, he said what he said in his story and he just laughed it off. Like, he just looked, I didn't know I look so fat and black or whatever the case is. But at the end of the day, I like how he played off. Like, he was just laughing off, like, this girl's just crazy. He didn't make it bother him. He just saying, like,
that's right.
The ops is supposed to be naked. Like, whatever. Like, you know, just, like, you guys are funny. Like, you know, like, but I like how you handle it. You know what I mean? He just made it seem like, yeah, that ain't bothering me. Like, and then he's like, yeah, I'm a broke boy. Like, you know, he's trying to laugh it off. Like, yeah, I'm a broke boy. Like, you know, like, yeah.
That's how you want to feel. You know? So yeah.
That's how you want to feel. You think I'm broke? All right, I'm a broke boy. So he just laughing it off and just like whatever the case.
He has a sense of humor. So,
you know, so I like how he's handling it. He's not making it get to him and get, you know, he's not making them bother him like that. So
yeah. I what is he supposed to do? Make a diss track?
You know, yeah,
come on,
you know how some man get hot.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. No, like, make a diss track for her.
I mean, some man get hot. No, like, you know?
She like obviously she enjoyed the cocky, mm-hmm. or she went and went so fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I'm just telling you this from my own personal experience with crazy chicks. Okay,
yeah,
I love you. Oh my god, this is the best I ever had.
And keep a nigga, baby.
Right, and then like as soon as the shit don't go their way, mm-hmm. they want to fucking try to destroy your whole life, fam. Facts. That means they were like in love with the dick, fam, or they thought they were in love with you. You know what I'm saying? That's why she's so hurt. Or she wouldn't have done all that shit. She would have been like, oh, that's what you did to me, I'm out of here. Fuck yeah. you. But your feelings is hurt.
It's true.
You know what I'm saying? And
she ran straight to social media.
And the thing is, I'm gonna send, like, I know his ops are getting at him or whatever. I said this on YouTube Live, but man, them act like they've never had no crazy chicks like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
This is the time of non-social media, right? That's why everything is social media, bro. So doesn't matter. The man could have had some crazy obsessed bitches, but they're not going on social media and posting that shit. You understand what I'm saying?
They got lucky.
Exactly.
They didn't get the one who put them on social media for some shit.
Right? So he just happened to come across the one that's like, okay, you want to play games? All right, cool. I can play games too.
Yeah, and you know, because like, it happens. Like, I've seen this happening way before social media. I've had brethren who've had girls like take pictures of them and fucking of while they're like laying up in bed with them and then send them to their gal. And don't get me wrong, like accountability is there for the guys when we're doing wrong and Ray-Tay-Tay. You know what I'm saying?
And Ray-Tay-Tay. I like how the man is like, and Ray-Tay-Tay.
But like, okay, your girl, like, and not saying with you, but like, man, them find out a girl's cheating on them, most mans. They're not gonna go up on social media and be like, this bitch, she's the slut of the earth. Man, damn, don't go.
Nah.
Empress. Get on the mic. Get on the mic. Because I see your face.
She's just over here like,
like, guys. What? I know that nigga. I know a nigga did it last
Men
week.
Are very, very sensitive. And they're the first ones to go and talk your business on social media. I personally wouldn't do that for social media. But I also wouldn't let a man take money from me and continue to fuck me. That's stupid.
Okay, so you've seen men post a girl?
And
yeah, no, I don't. If I have to give money to a man on more than one occasion, my pussy dries up. Like, I can't. Ooh. Personally, like, not just...
She's some pussy dry.
Yeah, I know. That's...
Tundra.
That's a real thing.
Tundra.
So I think a part of the video, though, she said that she's young. I might be young, but I'm not stupid. Only young children do that kind of shit.
Mm.
Give money to a man. And then tell everybody you gave money to a man.
Mm. Wankster.
Silly little girl. It's okay. She'll learn.
Wankster ass chick.
She's a silly little girl. She'll learn. It's the realest, though. That's some real talk right there.
I'm glad that Empress is in here because I see her having these facial reactions like a nigga, like a nigga just fucking posted some girl last week. Like, this bitch, watch out for her. She's the slut of the earth. Don't date her. She hurt my feelings. Because I don't see that often.
Wait, I'm gonna say, yo, for like the artist that's out there, like that has a little bit of following, and you're popping, like, yo, just know which girls you're gonna be with, and just kind of be, just have more cautious. Like, if you see the girls recording you often, just kind of, you know, like
often at all
or whatever. Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Because even my own shawty I live with, fam, that she can't even record me on. If like, you know what I mean? She can't even. She knows she can't just record me without me checking. Like, yo, what you doing? Like, you know, like I gotta,
what?
I gotta look at that. Like, I gotta, I'm aware. You know what I'm trying to say? I'm aware. So you can't just be recording me. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, like, you gotta know what shawty would try to save your message. You just should just know who you're with. You know what I mean? Just try to know who you're with a little bit before you open up more, before you could talk. And, you know what I mean? Start talking the things to her, because mm-hmm. you know she would keep your message. You know what I mean? Whatever, to make you look bad. But like I said, he handled it good. Like, he laughed it off and whatever the case is. So
that's all you can do, right, you know? Laughing.
Yeah. Okay, before we get off of this, give me one example in the past, because like, y'all are, you know, you're all tied down. Mm-hmm. Or not tied down, that's a bad word. Y'all are with women.
Yeah.
Or,
I'm in my relationship.
In relationships. Fuck, yeah. I don't know what the fuck. Yeah. I can't find terms today.
I'm scared to say relationship.
I know, right? The R word. give me a time in the past where y'all had a chick that did the, like, the wildest thing that a chick did, like, to try to get back at y'all. Like, they were mad at y'all for whatever, cheating, breaking up, whatever the case was, but they're like, this is what I'm gonna do to you. Or even a threat.
Can't say I've been in that situation, my friend. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
The most dirty, like, getting, like, caught doing some dirty shit prior to being, nah.
It doesn't have to be getting caught. She just, but you might, you don't want to be with her anymore. And now she's like, oh, well, now I'm going to do this.
Nah.
And you're like, bitch, are you crazy?
I never had that situation. The only time I had some situation where a chick was, like, upset because I was talking to a next chick. I was, like, in high school.
Yeah.
When I had, like, an East End thing and a West End thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So they actually came together at a party one time.
East End and West End connect.
Yeah. They, you know, I had a West End shawty and an East End shawty. And for some reason, the fates collided and West End and East End was meeting up tonight. So I didn't go to the party. I just said, fuck it. I'm not going. Wow. And that's how I dealt with the situation. I said, fuck it. I'm not going. Then when the next day came and the West End shawty was like, yo, so what happened? I said, oh, you know, I couldn't make it, whatever. The East End shawty wasn't having that. She's like, yo, I was looking for you. Yo, I heard you were with this next thing over there. I was like, nah, I didn't even come to the party, rude girl. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, after that, we just...
This guy slid in
safe. We just went ghost from each other. So that's about it. But as far as threats, like, nigga, I'm going to do this or that. No, that I haven't had that happen to me. Thank God. You know what I'm saying? I haven't had nothing like that happen to me. We're crazy, like, actually, okay, no, let me think. The craziest shit that's ever happened to me before.
God, I know there's always one.
You don't know the craziest shit that now that I think about it. Okay, I'm not gonna say no names, but there was this, yo, I met this fire Haitian thing.
Yeah.
Okay? Yo, but she was fire. Like, yo, when I tell you she's bad, like, yo, like, she's bad. Like, I'm like, damn, like, fuck, crazy. Haitian on top of it.
Sac passé.
Right? So anyways, so that's when I had my little trap phone. And the phone was running on minutes.
Yeah.
Yo, I don't know how the girl did it to this day. The girl put minutes on my phone. And she called me. I know there's no minutes on the phone.
She put minutes on
the phone. There's no minutes on the phone. The girl put minutes on the phone. When the phone rang, I'm thinking to myself, yo, what's going on right here?
Mr. I know Telephone Man.
There's no minutes. I'm like, yo, this phone's not supposed to ring right now. I didn't put no minutes on the phone, nothing. She's like, oh, yeah. She's like, yeah, I tried to call you and it wasn't working. So I put some time on your phone. I was like, what the fuck?
When
so
I that call was, my baby's number.
That was probably the craziest thing that's ever happened to me. Like,
I got a click every.
So I added some minutes.
Yeah, so like, yo, that was probably the craziest thing that's ever happened to me, like that, like, as far as, like, you know,
that's a sickle.
Yeah. And then, oh fuck, I can think, like, something that out of the blue that happened to me that fucked me up for a long time. I was at a rave, like a costume party rave, like Halloween, whatever. This girl walked up to me out of left field in a costume, like a red devil angel suit or some shit, wings and shit, whatever. I'm chilling, drinking, smoking, whatever. The girl runs up to me. She says my government name to me in my ear. Looks me in my face. She's got a mask on. Turns in the crowd and cuts.
Wow.
Yo, I was fucking traumatized for that. Like, yo, for many of you, I'm like, yo, who the fuck was that? Who the fuck was that? Yo, and then not too long ago, the person came clean to me and was like, yo, do you remember this? Da, da, da. I'm like, how could I fucking forget something like that?
Okay. Fucking, she tried to traumatize you.
Dude, she tried. No, she succeeded because I was traumatized for a long time. I was like, yo. Yeah. What? Halloween rave? What rave? Costume party? Nah, I'm not going. I'm not doing that. Nah. Yo, and when the girl came clean, I'm like, you fucking bitch.
Mud thing. What about you, Gucci? You have any crazy gal story?
Oh, man. Yeah, like, obviously, you already know Gellum get cheese when you're cheating. So, like,
obviously,
this girl, when she found out that, bro, she was like, she was trying to take my keys to go crash my car.
Whoa.
Like, I was like, yo, what are you going crazy? Like, you're trying to move like like it's the end of the world, fam. Like, relax yourself, fam. Like, she's going nuts, like screaming through her lungs. You see the vein on the neck.
Oh,
and
no.
She's going for the keys. She's running to the fucking car, trying to like I'm like, never, yo, I had to jump in the car too before she locked it to try to drive off to crash the car. Like, yo, I had to stop. Like, I had to stop in a moment. Like, I went in the car and stopped. Like, everything. Like, and then, you know, like, we had to fuss on. Like, she tried to make a noise. You already know, like, they want to make noise so people could call the police. So I had to, like,
make a scene.
So I had to stop the car and I had to, like, chill her out. Like, we're fussing, but, like, I'm looking like I don't want no one to, like, see, because it's going to make it look bad. Like, police, call police. These guys are fighting on, or this guy's fighting this girl.
I thought that was static.
So I'm just like, yo, fam. Like, I was kind of panicking. I was like, yo, trying to, like, I was just, you know, I had to, you know, I have to grip hold the gal and you have to hold her down and, like, calm, like,
these are my keys.
She going crazy. Like, I had to, like, you know, bring her back in the crib. Like, yo, like, why you going mad, fam? And then I'm like, this girl's going too nuts right now, bro. But yeah, that's one thing. She tried to crash the car and she tried to go crazy, make a scene for police to come, fam.
Mud thing.
Fuck.
Mud thing.
Things about women, though, like, yo, they don't, they, for a man, it's just a slam. Like, yo, a man will just have sex with a thing, like, yo, wants to bust a nut.
Yeah,
you understand what I'm saying? But the girl, them think, like, yo, oh my God, he's gonna leave me. He's gonna leave me for this new chick. Yo, they go right to nuclear, like, like, you know, oh, it was just a fuck.
Yeah, fam, we're not like the Galdem. The Galdem, right? The Galdem is different. When they fuck someone, they're actually emotionally attached.
Yeah, they're ready to leave. They're thinking, well, you know what? Maybe I should leave this nigga. We're like, you know what? We just want to bust a nut.
We're just trying to nut.
Yeah, we're just trying to nut.
Come right back.
You know what I'm saying? Like, something different. That's all. Something different. That's right.
She don't mean nothing.
Like, I was just fucking them girls. I was going to get right back.
I was
going
to get right back.
You understand what I'm saying?
Damn, you ain't got to do me like that.
You using condoms? Yeah, I'm using condoms.
We ain't looking for a future plan and not like how you girls would do, set up like our, when should we, I leave out this guy's life. No, we're looking to nut.
Yeah, that's it. We just want a nut.
Nut and cut.
Like, we're a squirrel. We just want to get that nut and be out the dough.
Nut and cut.
That's it. The women take it to the whole full extreme. When a woman cheats, she's out the door. She's ready to go. Like,
her mind's made up.
Yeah, the man's like, yeah, you know what?
Her mind.
If the guy plays it right,
her mind's fucking made up. Everything's an argument after with you.
It's like, emotional.
Yo, you didn't put the juice in the fridge? Like, yo. Like,
yo, no.
What's going on? Yo. Like, all right, you want to argue? Oh, you want to leave now? Oh, I'm going to my friends.
You breathing too hard, motherfucker.
You put the juice on the left side of the fridge? Yeah. You know that shit goes on the right side of the fridge, nigga. God damn, I'm sorry.
Like, arguments for no reason. Argue for no reason, bro.
You guys,
like,
sound super triggered now.
So we sound triggered. Nah, yeah, man.
That pisses me.
The Gucci might be triggered. I'm just fucking
I've been through that shit. That brings me back into I've been through that shit.
You said I'm triggered.
You know what I mean?
Fuck it, I'm triggered.
I want a box.
I can't. I'm not putting the Gucci cap for that one.
Gucci said, I'm triggered.
Let's get to the music.
Oh my goodness, look at this. You know, it's funny because I'm starting to cry. I say, yo, I'm
living
triggered.
Eye water.
I'm triggered.
Flashbacks.
Exactly. Living eye water.
Oh, man. Yeah, let's get to the music. I'm not going to give you all any of mine because I've...
At least one, Friday. Just give us one. Come on. You can't hold out. Just
the stabbing. The fucking...
He's giving us footnotes. He's giving us the bullet points.
Right? 2 days ago, I talked about the girl posting my picture on fucking MySpace. I was like one of my exes.
Oh snap! Right?
I'll do it the quick form. Like, I was naked coming out the bed. She clicked a picture with the fucking Razor phone or whatever phone she had. Okay, pre super social media. And then next, you know, we broke up.
In the 480p? She hit you with the 480p?
Maybe 360.
Huh? She hit him with the 480p photo. Like, yo, that's
mad pixels. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, what the fuck? But
I was holding, I was covering my Johnson with the rag, right? And then that got posted on fucking Facebook, on a fake Facebook that she created just for me.
Wow. Right?
So that's another one. I've had so many, yo, fake
bullet points.
Fake babies. Oh, I'm about to have a baby, but no, it wasn't, just so that you can, you know, catch me in a lie. Like, oh, I've gone through so much fucking rigmarole, yo.
Yeah.
Memories.
Memories.
I'm good now, though. I'm a good guy now.
Do.
Which camera is it? Gucci right here?
Yeah.
I'm a good guy, ladies. Holla at your boy.
Relationship.
Friday Ricky Dredd on Instagram. Let's get to the music, yo. Why does it look like there's so many tunes here?
Because the way you have the thing. Because I want to
Oh, yeah, exactly. I got confused here. Okay. top six music videos
in, there you go,
in now Canada,
I guess,
and in the whole country. We got a nice list here. Common Gang is back. You know what I'm saying? They're back strong, back where they're supposed to be. And
Cubicle Gang?
Yeah. And like Instagram, they were kind of slow for a second. Hold on, what you say? No, leave them on.
Instagram acting like some fussy.
I know they've been acting crazy. But like, yeah, man, they came back through Instagram. Common Gang came back super strong. Fucking YouTube, all over the fucking place. They're back at it. You know what I'm saying? So this list is all the people, you know what I'm saying? And like we said last week, actually, there's nothing for us to, no, there's no reason for anybody to come at our head this week, so it's safe.
It doesn't matter, nothing, at top or not, we don't pick the list, we just promote it, we put it out there, mm-hmm. We are the messengers.
Exactly, don't shoot
you
us.
You know what I'm saying? You guys send Please. The mail. We're just delivering it. You guys put it in the mailbox.
Yeah, so we're
just delivering it. We're the postman.
Exactly. Okay? So let's get to it. Top six music videos. Number six, 24 Hours. No Switching. And I'll pull it up on the television over Hessa so you can see what go on with the Wagwans. Let's see here. One moment here. And this video here, they're over in like Dixon, I think they represent. Yeah. One second here. Yeah, man. Everybody's masked up in this video or what?
I'm pretty sure they have their face covered. The protocol is up. The mandate is at 100.
Like, fam, it's not even just the rapper. It's like the whole squad, yeah, everybody.
But if, like, the saying goes, no face, no case.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? If you keep yourself covered up in whatever.
But, fam, not even a one face? Like, holy.
That's militant, bro.
God damn.
That's militant, bro. That's a different code. Like, yo, okay, so first things first. Barefaced in this video. That's probably was one of the first things they said. Or is this something that the man them just practiced daily? Like, yo, fuck it.
It's a regiment.
Yeah, it's just a fucking regiment, bro. Trust me, it's like all with the masks. Like, you know, the mask mandate and shit like that.
Mm.
It ain't nothing. And look how they, you know, look, they have their head wraps and stuff. So it's obviously something that they do in Dixon.
Yeah.
You understand
what
I'm saying? So that's their swag. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
That's their culture also. So they're just playing off of their, you know, just playing mm-hmm. their culture. You know what I mean? So it also works. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So you say it's a Somali thing.
Well, yeah. That whole face covering from the, you know,
mm-hmm.
before Corona or the vid. Yeah. See, Dixon, Balcourt, these guys. Yeah. And Musty. Dixon, it's a place of its own, right? They think they call it, like, Dixon's a city. Like, that's how they look at Dixon's its own city within the city. You know what I'm saying? So
I'm not too super familiar with them ends. You know what I'm saying? I can't even, like, say that I've been through that ends too tough. Like, just drove through type of thing. You know what I mean? The tune itself, though, these guys went hard on the tune as well, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, man just gets straight to the rapping. You know what I mean? Gucci, what were you? Quick thoughts on the tune while you're doing your production behind the scene.
No, I like this one. This one's fire, so I can't even last. I like the video production on this one as well, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like how everybody came out, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Big salute to 24 Hours on this one right here. You know what I'm saying? Man, them are all doing their thing. Yeah, man. Number six track in the city, this Wizzeek. I think you just pulled out the light right there, Gucci Gang. You just pulled out the light right there. But yeah, man, let's get to number five right here. Number five, DJ Snoopy, Self-Defense.
You guys just keep this to social media, please.
I think I'm thinking that's where I can.
I told you, like I said before, it's a social media beef. I could be wrong because whatever, like both tracks, whatever, but this one is clearly, you can see he's having fun. I don't think he's taking it seriously, you know what I'm saying? The one thing I appreciate, what I liked about this, because I didn't really like the song, you know what I'm saying?
Interesting.
But what I liked about it is the part where he's like, because he's feisty when he's saying it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I bought the Pampers, respectfully.
Respectfully.
You understand what I'm saying? So
respectfully.
That part there is what kills me, you understand what I'm saying? But
he's leaning into the Pamper concept, eh?
Yeah, that's it. Like, that's, you know, yeah, I bought the Pampers that you told me to buy. I bought them. But he says it's 1-2 points, and that's it. You know what I mean? But
he doesn't have much more, really.
Yeah, like, whatever. I say keep it straight to social media. Do it. If you guys keep going back and forth like this, it's something to look, you know, like, it's fun. You know, if it keeps on wax and it's just...
Look at this. Look. He kicks...
Yeah.
Why?
Because you're not listening to the man.
You call him a dog face.
Exactly. So that's why he gave the dog food. Like, come on.
He went and found. Yeah. He went to the dog food.
Yeah,
aisle.
Of course.
Like, bro.
You know what's funny?
Oh, Snoopy.
You know what's funny? It's how. Like, not even. I'm not going to say it. People in Toronto, artists in Toronto. You know this is no permanent. This is straight gorilla in the middle of Walmart while people are walking past with their youths.
They're like, what's going on?
What is this guy doing? Mom, this guy over here with the Pampers jumping up and down. And there's another guy circling him. What's going on?
Camera.
Right? Yo, you know this is just gorilla in Walmart, wherever. They pulled up on a Walmart. Man said, yeah, watch out. We're going to go pull up in a Walmart, go get two Pampa and do our thing. Watch out. Video.
$40.99 for a Batman hat, yo.
Right.
The Dettol. Gucci.
Yo, watch the face.
Yeah.
He's funny, man. He's funny. He's funny.
I can't with this nigga, bro.
Like the video production, because he's so creative of like what's going on. He gets all these props, like the Batman stuff, all the dog, like. It's dope. I like how he's moving. Like, it's funny as hell. Like, you know what I mean? I was dying too when I seen it. But other than that, like, the track is inside, you know? Like, it's disrespectful, yeah. Like, you know? And like PK said, keep it on wax, you know? And it's all funny, whatever the case is, you know?
The thing that got me, he's burning. Okay, the shirt, he's burned. Is it sure he's wearing the DJ Snoopy self-defense? Why are you wearing your own shirt, my guy? What's going on here? I don't understand that one.
Oh, there's just so much stuff happening, bro. I've been laughing since the first time I watched this, like, days ago, fam. Snoopy's just going crazy. Oh, okay. Salute to Snoopy, man. I have
number nothing. Five. Hey,
number five on the list. Just to give a quick opinion, I like the tune, I like the energy. You know, I'm not like the biggest DJ Snoopy fan. I like Snoopy as a guy. Yeah. Like, music, it's whatever. I like him as an entertainer, but like,
I'm you surprised did you didn't put a pause on the end of that when you said you like him like a guy.
Dressed
pause.
Up in talks. Mark. But yeah. Yeah.
You get it. You finally get it.
I get it now.
You finally get it when a man says, yo, Mark, yo, you better Mark. Watch your back. But pause.
Hold on a second. What's going on here?
Yo, family. I'm gonna be there in 10 minutes, yo.
10 minutes? Yeah, man.
Yeah, take one of those.
Timestamp. hold on a second. Let me just take a quick picture here. Okay. So yeah, this is the cutting. DJ Snoopy.
Track number five this week.
Yeah, man. Relax. But yeah, number five. Swaggerite. Oh, we love hip hop alumni. Swaggerite. Top guys. And
this was my favorite track until.
Oh, until what?
I heard a different track on the list.
Okay.
But this is a good track. Don't get me wrong. Like. Man. This is a good track, don't get me wrong, but like I said, this was my song until I heard a different song on the list. I was like, oh, I'm actually feeling this track a little bit better.
I like the little what you call it, B-roll footage that he threw in the beginning of like all his like big shows and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Swaggerite, he's kind of slowed down for a second. You know what I mean? Just to be like honest with y'all, like he was going ham at one point and then he kind of just chilled. You know what I'm saying?
COVID chilled out a lot of people too, though.
Mm-hmm.
What you think? Because he got signed?
I don't want to fuck up any of my political connects. But yeah. You know what? No, let me be honest. That's the fucking reason. You know what I'm saying?
It helps for certain things, but it hinders other things.
I think one time, like once you get signed, you get put into a schedule.
So I'm saying it helps other things, but it hinders other things.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I feel like he's probably recording way more than he's able to put out. You know what I'm saying? But what he is putting out, I'm happy with. So I can't complain. You know what I mean? Like this video right here, like he took it back to the crib, as they say. You know what I'm saying? Like he went back to his hood. You know what I mean? So I can't be mad at that. What y'all think of this?
I didn't mind. That's like I said. It was a video. I was like, yeah. Track's fire. But then I see another track. It's a little more fire. But this track is still fire. Don't get me wrong. I like Swagger Wright. I like Swagger Wright's music. I like the way he, like the music he puts out, the way he flows.
Yeah.
His style is unique. You know what I mean? It's original to him. Right? He doesn't sound like anybody else in the city.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a plus. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I fuck with Swagger's music. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So yeah. I like the vibe that he's in the hood. He's on the block.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? So you're signed. You can't go back to your block. Or not even you can't go back. Why would you go back to your block? Mm-hmm. You're signed. You don't need to go back there now, you know, but
he's right there.
Exactly.
What about you, Gucci? What you think?
I like this one, so I'm not going to lie. You already know how Swagger Wright's come. He always has that energy that, like, people don't really match. Like, he just has a different type of energy.
Mm-hmm.
The video is fire. Like, you know, it's clean. His people came out, you know what I mean? But there's only one thing missing.
The gal there.
I was going to say this. Listen, Gucci, I'm there with you. I could have said this maybe two videos ago, but I was like, you know, I'm going to sound like a fucking broken record at this point.
Gucci said there's one thing missing.
So I wanted to say that from number six, but like, yeah. Swaggy. Which one? Swagger Right. Well, go on, fam. You know they could have got that in the budget, like a 1-2 rounders. Come on,
like
1-2 round, 1-2 fitters round us.
You gotta have the honeys, and I mean the kitties.
They don't have to be sprawled out and acting crazy. Just 1-2 in a nice fit, walking through the hood. You know what I'm saying?
Facts. Body shaking, everything. I mean, man, them want to see that.
I said they don't have to do all of that. Good.
You see Swagger? You see Swagger? Right? Like I get a Redman vibe from him too. You know. So like in that video, it could easily seem like a cut scene, like when the girl was riding the bike in the Redman video and then she hit into the car. Like that could have easily been a cut scene, like something similar to that. Yo, Swagger Right, you know? And then all of a sudden he's like, hey, whatever. And then boom, 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 blah, blah. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That easily could have been in there, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But yeah, I fuck with Swagger Right's music, so.
Yeah, man.
But yeah.
Yeah, big salute to Swagger Right on this one right there. You know what I'm saying? He back with another one, you know what I mean? And keep doing your fucking thing, man. You know what I'm saying?
Like Gucci said, we need to get them in the video.
Just one. At least. You know what I'm saying? But we're in the top three right now. Number three, Young Blitz, Decoy. And this is the DJ Snoopy. I don't know if this is the response.
This is a diss, and Snoopy came with the self-defense.
And he's the response, because self-defense, yes. Mm-hmm. He's defending himself. This video right here, and
listen. So shout out 40 Keys, yo. You know what I'm saying? AKA Spare Parts.
Spare Parts, yo.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to sound biased on this battle here, but this is my video, and I would say my track of the week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And it's not because of the beef or anything. Even if there wasn't a beef going on back and forward, the track is fire, fam. Like, can I give you a little quick...
Yeah, it's fire stuff.
Quick spin us.
Drop them seatbelts, a heat boy, no decoy. Drop me in that any county on the boy. You think it's a joke, the GSR from
450. This nigga hoes. Watch when they change the flow. You get me started for 450. How many L's you gonna get? I just rebelling. Jesus Christ.
Yo, how many L's you gonna get?
Stupid.
Yo, the man. Yo, no cap. Blitz won this one, but like this beat, the track,
the beat's hard, the
video, stupid. everything came correct. Beat's like everything, stupid. Like to me,
he danced on that shit.
Yeah. Yo, he dealt with this, fam. The video's fire, the beat's fire, the way how you came on is fire, like. You know what I mean? Like, this is just too much.
Everybody goes over the casket and takes their turn doing an Instagram. Yeah. I'm like, what is going on, bro? You guys planned this out, man.
Like, the Snoopy one, like, made me laugh. But like, this one was more of a serious, like, yeah, I can say, yo, like,
like, this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna do this. You know what I mean?
This one's like, yo, he came hard, fam. This one, yeah.
Yo, fam, they walk past the picture and just knocks it.
Like, they dealt with this proper, fam. That's why it's, what's this, number three?
Yeah, man.
That's why it's number three, bro.
Oh, man, this video is so great. Shout out to Blitz.
The video for this one is good. Mm-hmm. Watch 40 Keys now.
Watch 40 now. Keys. Hold on, I gotta fucking play that part. That shit is hilarious. I'm being very entertained by this back and forth, yo. If they could do one more round, I'll be happy with it.
Wax, please.
Yeah, like, you know, if, please don't be done. One more round. You know what I'm saying? Keep it on wax, like Herc's saying, but one more round and I'll be good. You know what I'm saying?
Honestly, I don't think you could top this one, this video. This one it was like fire.
Snoopy might have to when we do meet, some more work on this.
Wobble down.
Man,
look at you now. You know you done fucked up, right?
Holy. Oh, man.
Too much.
But yeah, man, big salute to Young Blitz. Listen, this is not an ad for Young Blitz. This is just, I don't know about the rest of y'all. This is just my preference. You know what I'm saying?
Mine too.
Sorry. Now we sounded mad biased. What about you, Herc?
I don't mind it, but like I said, keep it on wax. You know what I'm saying? This is definitely a better track than the Snoopy Distance Self Defense. No, I'm being 100%. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he got the video from when he posted after his chain got snatched. Like, yo, he put just like, yo, Snoopy.
With the audio in?
Yeah. I think we're on my chain. Something told, yeah, he has the audio too. Like, yo, Snoopy, like, Snoopy, he didn't put that much effort into the rebuttal as he put into the diss track. You understand what I'm saying? So. That's all. At the end of the day, keep it on wax.
Man.
That's all I'm saying. Keep it on wax.
Facts. Yeah, man. Big salute to Young Blitz on this one. Number three in the fucking country this week. Big, big tune. But number two, Ace Henrietta.
Tracks fire.
Yeah. Right off the top, the only thing I don't like about this track is there's something up with his accent. Like, I guess he's from here, but like something in his accent makes it hard to understand some of the things he's saying. He's saying some cool shit, but like his accent makes it like where I'm like, what did you say, my nigga? You know what I'm saying?
Play a piece.
Let me play a quick piece here.
Pick up on the accent.
Gotta make the bends, love and uni, got my bros to the left, straight to my right, think niggas can't try me, get on my side, this life ain't new to me, I pray that my mama ain't there for my eulogy.
But he says some hot shit, you know what I'm saying?
I think it's just his voice.
Yeah, possibly. Is Henrietta's his baseball bat? Because he's like, at first when he mentioned Henrietta, he draw for the baseball bat. But you know, I know like street shit.
I don't know.
You know Henrietta's
really
the team.
I don't know. That's maybe a good one. I don't know.
Maybe his team's the baseball bat. If it is, I rate it.
Yeah, he's a smash up team.
Yeah. Like, I don't know, you know. I know it's corny, you know what I'm saying? But instead of pulling out the burner, I'm going to fucking hit you in the head with a baseball bat.
Feature.
Who? 595 SO?
Yeah, I guess.
I didn't see one, fam.
That's what it says, though.
Is this the guy?
That must be him, yeah.
I thought it was the same guy. Let me hear what he got to say.
I'ma get this tune like lights, come my action. Yeah, the niggas so fake like they're acting. I'ma get this tune like lights, come my action.
It was this guy.
Niggas so fake trying to roll with me. Yeah, the bitch is so whack.
He has like I don't know, man.
It's nasally.
Yeah. I'm not saying that it's not hot. You know what I'm saying?
It's not even nothing like that.
And just, yeah, it's just, it was, it, I was like, I had to lean into my laptop a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think?
I didn't mind it. Something different. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely something different. I like the choice of like shots and where they got their, you know, their background, like in the freight yard here with all the things, and then the Toronto skyline.
Yeah, that's the highway.
Yeah, I'd say they're like in North Kipling area.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Dundas man's riding his bike because the skyline.
I like the bike.
Yeah, the bike scene is nice. You know what I mean? I don't mind. You know, I like the bike myself.
Yeah.
But like I said, this whole shot right there with the skyline behind it, that's a proper shot right there. That could be an album cover shot.
Mm-hmm.
like you get a proper still shot, that's that could be an album cover shot right there.
Facts, facts. Yeah, yeah, and it's a different skyline than usual. What yeah, people usually use, you know what I'm
skyline
saying?
Skyline looking from west to east.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? Like if you're coming from like Kipling or Islington or whatever,
yeah,
that's skyline. Toronto skyline is like an X now. And the CN Tower is like the middle of the X. You know what I mean? So it's like when you live down where we live, it goes like this. But like for Mississauga, it's kind of, like I said, it's messed up. To me, it's like an X now.
Yeah.
The way that the skyline is shaped, it's like an X.
Okay.
And then Oakwood even has their own, like Oak down there, they have like their own skyline too.
Like their own version of
yeah,
it?
Yeah, like they're building up their own skyline. You know what I mean?
So. Sick, sick, sick. What about you, Gucci? What you think of this video?
I like the track, but I don't like the video. I feel like the video is kind of like the video amount is kind of lazy. Like, I don't know. Like, it's, I mean, there's only one good scene by the CN Tower, but like, I don't even really like that. Like, I mean, it's all right. Like, you feel me? But like, I just don't like where he was shooting it. And obviously, Gucci needs to see the gal them. Like, you know, I don't know. Like, I that's just my opinion. Like, you know, like, it's just. It's just, you know, you're. Huh? There's one girl in there? Oh, I never seen him, but I mean, like, it's alright. Like, you feel me? It's whatever, it's whatever.
Well, big salute to Ace, yo. You know what I'm saying? His comment gang or his fan base came out super strong for him, all over YouTube, especially. You know what I'm saying? So, big salute to you. Number two in the motherfucking country right now. But no, number one. I don't even have my sound effects ready here. Number one. Capo, a.k.a. 724 Capo and D-Do Propane.
This is my track.
That's your track of the week, eh?
Yeah. Okay. I was listening to Swaggy Wright had me, and then I heard this track. I was like, damn. All right.
Yeah, he came with the driller.
I like
drill
the energy. Beat. I like the energy. Lately, and even this last track, too, that he came with. The way that he came.
I had to change the game. I had to make a couple plays. Then I made my own lane. Yeah. Put one in the top and in his brain. Young and chip the whole candy cane. Crush the whole thing.
Yo, that's like that new... I think it's like a Detroit bop. Those styles of beats. And that, you know what I'm saying?
The way the cadence.
Yeah. I hear like
they're using. Yeah.
Like 42 Doug, a lot of guys use him. Even like the beats that sound like that, you know what I'm saying? But his energy is crazy on the tune.
Yeah.
One thing, and I don't know, it's Ricky nitpicky today, yo. He sounds like he's rapping through the mask. Like at the studio.
COVID.
Yeah, 19. Like, fam, take the mask off in the studio, fam. It's okay. Like, you know what I'm saying? Man doesn't want to be close to the mic or nothing, fam.
I never even thought of that.
Yeah. What y'all think of this?
I think this is fire. This is my pick of the week.
It's your pick of the week,
yeah,
too.
Like, I like this. I like how you came on the track. You know what I mean? You spent some real shit.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell that came straight from the heart. And, like, the video's fire as well. You know what I mean? And I like the energy. Like,
yeah.
Everybody look like, even though they smoking, they lit. Like, they turn. You feel me? So, you know, even the video man was turned. Like, you know, like, the way how the shots is, you know, like, he just kept switching, like, if I go back to the second one, see it was more like long, like, you know, like the video, like it's just like the one take was just too long. Like, this is cut, switching up. I like it.
Yeah. You know, and D-Do, he drops a dope verse on it too, man. You know what I'm saying? They do have a lot of fucking shots in there. Like, now that you mention it, I'm like, hookah fucking everything light. Like,
yeah.
You get Tourette's watching this shit, bro.
If you compare it to the other one, you could tell, like, you know, it's more of like short. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It's action packed, yo. It's
moving.
But once again, no girl. But it's cool. Yeah. we're just gonna stop mentioning.
We're missing. But there's one thing missing, the girl.
That's it. There's one thing missing. That's all you gotta say from now on. There's one thing missing.
We just gotta put a ticker on the bottom.
I don't know
of the
if they're gonna know what we mean though. Like when we say there's one thing missing. Like unless they're gonna get it.
No, you're true.
We need to put like some kind of icon on the bottom of the screen where we're like, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, there's one.
But yeah, man, big salute to Capo. That's We Love Hip Hop alumni right there. You know what I'm saying? Number one in the motherfucking country. Why not? Right there, you know what I'm saying? But let's get through these honorable mentions here. I guess there's looking for parking right now. But honorable mentions. A Money featuring Cortel Out Here. Tory Lanez featuring Kodak Black. Gratata. John Crow from The Condo and Mike Outlaw. Stop Sign. No Jokes Jigsaw. Coop. Spang Squire. IDC. Hood Baby Peppa. Go. MB. Je sais tu veux quoi. Featuring Lost and Captain Gaza. Ebel Ebenezer, New Day, and Don Flo, Rat on Me. Why'd he do that to you, fam? That's it.
Oh, wow. Short list.
Yeah, that was short ass. Very short ass.
You know what I'm saying? I almost didn't realize this is Je suis, tu veux quoi. I was like, oh, shit. It's a French one.
Yeah.
Fuck my reading. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Academics.
Waste, man.
whoa. Listen, I got no beef with Ak.
I don't have a beef, but he's a promoter. He promotes from whack shit, yo.
Okay, but here's the thing. We all know he fucks with 6ix9ine or Lace Front, Mayute or whatever, right? He didn't request that for his first episode of his pod.
Of course he didn't, yeah.
Or so that's the saying goes.
Okay.
So this is I guess
born that night, but not last night.
Right. Well, here's the thing from WAC 100. Right, when he put it in the stories, yo academics, or yo at academics, I have real questions for at 6ix9ine. I need dude to look me in my eyes when I ask these questions. He has yet to be held accountable. Let me be the judge, and the culture will be the jury. So he requested, I guess. Or he summoned, like, yo, I want to sit with 6ix9ine. And then, boom, pictures popped up of him and the Lace Front Mayute together, all three of them. So Ak has a podcast that's coming out. Apparently, it might be on Spotify. It might be a Spotify exclusive, okay? I don't know for sure. I just was listening to Breakfast Club earlier. Envy slipped, apparently, and Charlamagne was like, yo, they didn't ever announce where it's going to be. And he said Spotify. So that's a possibility. That's going to be a big deal. If it is a Spotify, they're probably going to give him a big fucking bag. But his first episode is WAC 100 and Tekashi 6ix9ine, because WAC 100 wants to talk to him.
Oh, so it's I thought it was WAC 100's podcast.
No, it's Academics' first episode, and his guest are Tekashi 6ix9ine and WAC 100 having a face-to-face.
But didn't WAC 100 said he's starting his own podcast?
He has his own podcast.
Okay.
He has a podcast with a next gentleman. It's on Charlamagne's network, The Black Effect.
What's crazy to me, because like WAC 100 is the manager of Blueface. And
The Game.
Yeah, and apparently Blueface got taken off the IG because of 6ix9ine. So like, I don't even know.
Yeah, I'm here still.
That's okay, what's crazy. Like.
Okay, I'm gonna send somebody down now.
Yeah, all right.
But that's crazy to me, because like Blueface had beef with 6ix9ine and he took him off the IG.
Is it crazy?
But other than that, like obviously what's going on, but I'm just saying, like, holy 100. I don't know, man. That's crazy.
Well, you know, everybody, you know, knows that WAC is supposed to be some big, you know, ex blood gang leader and Ray Tay Tay. So he's supposed to be a representative of the streets. You know, we all know the whole 6ix9ine, he's a rat, Ray Tay Tay. Is this okay? In y'all opinion?
That's crazy.
WAC likes controversy.
But can it be like too much at some point where it's like, okay, you want controversy, but like...
He wants his name out there, like, yo, because he was saying something about an older man. I was trying to say something about Snoop. He's like, nah, you can't talk that shit. But now he wants to talk to the man, so it's okay. It's a double, I don't know.
Yeah, because... For a long time, he's been trying to get on podcast, and the only ones he's been able to get on was Logan or Jake Paul, whatever is Impulsive.
Who's
and,
this?
6ix9ine. Lace Front. And freaking Shade Room did a one-off fucking episode of a podcast or an interview, so he can get his interview when he first wanted it.
Like this right here, this is a farce.
So you think that's a stage pick?
That should have never happened. WAC should have slapped him.
Mm. And this is a done episode, right? So yeah, we're just waiting for it to actually drop. Yeah.
This is crazy. Like, yeah, man. What's the feedback? Did you hear any feedback? What's going on with 100 WAC for this? Like,
well, people are still waiting to see the actual thing.
So no one didn't like say anything about it? Like,
my son had something to say about it.
Yes, you're right. I saw that.
My son had something to say about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Some people take my son's opinion serious. Some take him, don't take him serious. You know
what did
saying?
He say?
He said basically WAC 100 should have never did this because he's talking shit about how, yeah, he's supposed to be a blood and on blood and this and that. This guy ratted on bloods. Like, yo, the whole blood, just like, he fucking ratted on your culture, bro.
Yeah. Mm.
Like, and you're going to sit down with this guy face to face and give this, like, yo, if you're, the man's saying basically, if you have some principle of integrity or whatever, you shouldn't even sit down with this man, especially if you rep the bloods. And, you know, he ratted on a whole blood set. So, like, you know what I'm saying? What's my it? Son goes in on him still.
Anyone says, you know, there was a method to his madness. Maybe he sat down with, I mean, we don't know, but maybe he sat down
there's
with him.
No, there's no method, because they reached out to me the same way they reached out to Gilly, and Gilly said, I decline, because there's a certain code of ethics. It's not even about criminology. When it comes to snitching, it's not about criminality. It's not about street life. It's about integrity. And a man who is willing to stand on what he stand on. If I get it,
he's saying, and you know, people get on my son trying to be like he be, you know, higher than thou or whatever, whatever. But he's saying pretty much the same thing I was gonna say as well. Like, everybody turned him down, and then, you know, all of a sudden it's okay. Like you were saying, like all of a sudden it's okay for WAC to do it.
Yeah.
When everybody was like, "Nah, we're not doing it. No jumper, Gilly." Joe Button, and he asked these niggas,
yeah,
and he was, and they all were like, nah, because, and enough of these mans are not even claiming the street as much as they're like WAC is, yeah, WAC is supposed to be a rep, right? And they were like, nah, we're not doing it. Hot 97, Breakfast Club, none of these guys are thugging and bugging in the fucking street, and they were like, nah, we're not gonna do it, but this nigga's gonna do it.
Yeah,
that's, how does the fuck that make sense?
That's crazy.
I set that shit up, man.
Yeah, but I don't know if we could put it on act, because it's like, yeah, it's, WAC, yeah, is a, yeah, a WAC, big figure.
You can't even put it on WAC. That's WAC decided to do it, because just like Friday said, everybody turning down and they're not even in the streets like that. And WAC is in the streets. So that means, yo, he's going for clout. Like, he's chasing clout. And
that's crazy.
He's making it acceptable for snitches, like, to be okay, to be like, all right, you could come do an interview. Like, I'll still mess. Like, he's making an exception for, like, snitches right now. Like,
yeah. Know? Yeah. Well, shit, man. I just wanted to put that out there for y'all to fucking, you know, get y'all opinion on that, man. And you know, salute to Academics. I'm looking forward to see
this
podcast.
So, my question to you guys, do you think after this, you think he's going to get more interviews now?
Who, AC?
No.
6ix9ine?
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, that's a great fucking question. Yes, the seal is broken now. Yeah, all the niggas who were like, "What you fucking told us? Everybody was gonna hold us to a certain standard." You know what I'm saying? Everybody was gonna hold us to a certain standard, because fucking of what we were doing and shit like that.
Yeah,
or what, you know, because of the choices. Mm-hmm. Nah, fuck that.
Yeah,
come in, you know, fucking 6ix9ine. Let's do the fucking interview now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you're gonna see him pop up on Breakfast Club, all the places. I think.
Yo.
Oh yeah,
the
you're
Breakfast
right.
Club, he might. The Breakfast Club would be one that I would want to see, because I know Charlamagne is going to be like, "So I thought you were never going to jail."
Yeah, I remember.
The man's like, "Yo, I'm
never
going to jail."
You marked his word, like,
right? So
cut to fucking
right. So maybe that one, but other than that, I don't know. No play for him. Still no play.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, we'll see what happens, man.
But yeah, I think you're right. I think he'll get more interviews now.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
So he basically, okay.
Yeah, they broke the seal, man.
Why stop now?
So now, why stop?
No, real shit. Why stop now?
So hold on, because you think they're going to look at the views and they're like, hold on, this guy's getting more. their podcast is more popping than us now. Yo, like, okay, let's draw for him, Mark.
If they're gonna let Wax slide, then everybody else should just, okay, everybody else has to fucking slide now.
Oh, because the street, they're gonna look at him like, okay, he's street and he gets to do an interview with him and I'm not even street?
I'm not even in the street and I fucking refuse this nigga. Mr. Gang freaking OG was like, nah, I'll do it. Fucking 2 years later.
So Friday, I don't want to put you on the spot, but would you do it? Since after seeing this now?
Me personally, I can't speak for the rest of the team.
Yeah.
But me personally, I would have done it before fucking Wack fucking did the interview.
Okay.
Fuck that.
You guys got that exclusive.
I would have held him to the fire. But I would have fucking, fucking let's talk.
Yeah.
All right. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna be like, yo, 6'9".
Yeah,
you
want that picture, man.
You know what I mean? But I'm not gonna be like, yo, my man's in them. I'm gonna be like, yo, listen, like, you know, I'm gonna hold them to the fire. But yeah, let's cut to a break, man. Fuck these guys. And you know, one of the people that we mentioned earlier, track from Pillar B, one of his big guys. You know what I'm saying? Track is called "You Ain't Outside."
Oh, this one's fire.
We love hip hop. Okay. We love hip hop.
This one's high.
So I get on the live and shit.
Yeah. So we not we love hip hop.
Outside, my niggas stay around here.
Okay.
Better watch for you they niggas stay around here. Cause we not nice, we ain't play around here. If you get the grip and then we spray around here.
We know
my heart, my stay right here. Nigga talking, nigga gon' be laying right here. Yeah, yeah. Put them on a shirt. All my niggas put them away, yeah, we do it dirt.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah.
The tea is exceptionally good today.
Yeah, man.
Can you pass the lighter, please?
We got Flash Miller in the motherfucking building, man.
Yeah, man. He's dropping gems, too, for you guys.
Yeah, man. Jewelry store's all the way open today, fam. So listen, I want to hold you for a quick moment, right? We got a segment called Smoke and Mirrors, right? And it's kind of similar to like when you just came in, we were talking about different news stories and stuff like that. Not the same news story that you seen when we were coming in. Mm. But a couple of other news stories before we wrap up the night here, right? So now I've been watching the new Smiley video that dropped, right? Or Smiley, not video, the tune.
The video dropped too.
Music video?
Isn't there a music video for it?
No, not yet.
Reaction videos.
Yeah. There's enough reaction videos. So Smiley has a new tune right now called "Over the Top" featuring Drake.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sure everybody's heard it here at this point, right?
Yeah.
So now a lot of people have been giving him hate as far as like the reaction videos and stuff like that. Okay. And I started thinking like, yo, Americans are always trying to hate on us Canadians.
Okay.
What's your opinion on that? Did you want to hear the tune? What do you think of the tune?
Yeah, my bad. I didn't even play this song, yo.
Okay. Ah, fuck. I wish I
didn't even play this song, man. Yeah.
Nah, I wish I had some headphones where I could play for you. You know what I'm saying?
We really in the field, moving 100 miles per hour. Like, so I try taking all the new shit, but sometimes I get it a little late.
Okay. Pass Flash a quick set of headphones here. I'll play it for you quick here. Okay, and it's a Tay Keith beat here.
You can hear?
Yeah, I hear some.
Yeah. Prada and Gucci don't go together. Louis and Dior, I circle better. You wear my drip, I wear it better. Kalani gang, I circle wetter, huh? Gang, I'm gold mode. I shake the chain for the promo. Gang. The level is just too advanced. The bezel is Tiffany stand. Don't rip on my hand. I know that I came with the slide from left to right, but now I don't want to dance. I got too much on the line, too much on my mind.
So
too much ain't enough of my plans. Nike don't pay me to tell you just do it. They pay me to show you I do it again.
Jeez. Now, that's Drake's first verse, okay?
Yeah.
I'm gonna play you a little bit of Smiley's, okay?
Then let me hear five Smiley's.
Yeah, first. I'm in control of the block.
This is the hook.
You know how Tory get hot. Let me this grease go pop. Bang. The crib is over the top.
All right, this is the hook.
The whip is over the top. Stop by, let me go. I was over the top.
I can't be pale in my casket. Make sure I die with a tan.
Okay, so no disrespect to Drizzy. I'm going to run to the smiley verse, okay?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that we can get into what we're going to talk about.
This shit they seen. I went from the road to South 20 jeans. The bridge got burned and shattered. I'm climbing. I don't need a ladder. New year, it's a new chapter. Got a snap at David Snapper. She on the fuck out of anger. Back in the days, life was so hard. And Paul, I'm trapping back here. I didn't even know about Boyard. I just sent my new bank card. Remembering days in the courtyard. I came from trap at Nats. Trapper with bugs in the trap. She on the spell the facts. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. First reaction.
Yeah.
Right? What do you think?
Man, Smiley did his thing. He was Smiley. You know where else he gonna be but Smiley? That's too what you expect from him? He's not gonna transform into somebody else Drake is on his song. All of a sudden he's gonna become fucking a Mighty Morphin Power Ranger in his morphin time. Like, he's gonna still be Smiley. And then, you know what I mean? That's what he do. And they gave us the Smiley sauce. I mean,
it's Mr. Buy or Buy.
That was it. That's the sauce that he bring. You know what I'm saying? That's his sauce. That's his drip.
So why do you think that Americans have so much hate? Because I'm watching the reaction videos and they're like, dude, not even
Americans
listening.
Americans always gonna hate, especially, you know why? Because they don't know who Smiley is. So once somebody on a platform such as Drake, somebody on such so high up, gives a platform to somebody that they've never heard of. Right away, it's just animosity where it's like, yo, who the fuck is this nigga?
That's the same thing. It
don't matter what he did. It don't matter what Smiley did. It don't matter if Smiley spat that verse like Flash Miller. They still would have said, yo, fuck that nigga, yo.
You
know what I'm saying? No matter what he did, they would have hated on it.
Yeah,
so like, Smiley was Smiley. So if they don't like Smiley, then they still hate him because Drake was on the song. You know what I'm saying? And it still will get spins. So, yo, don't worry, my nigga. It's still going to spin that track.
Same conversation before I got here with the man on the block. Shout out Anderson. We had that same conversation. I'm like, yo, what's going on right now? I'm going to say it. Americans are jealous.
Yeah, they're mad.
They're hurt. They're butt hurt.
They're like, who the fuck's this?
They're like, yo, exactly. Who the fuck is this Smiley guy to get a feature with the hottest artist?
Yeah, but when they do it, no one say nothing.
Exactly.
How much times they introduce an artist that we ain't never heard of in our life? But yo, we're like, oh my God, yo, that Future just brought her, Gucci Man just brought her. And then everyone goes, oh, Gucci Man starts going
look
on.
Yo, look, oh, money back,
so
yo.
You know what I mean? They all bring new artists that we didn't know. And then
Gucci Man was just on a tear. Gucci Man just signing everybody
Gucci
up.
Gucci Man brought everybody. And every you understand time they what I'm saying? He brought a new nigga, everybody was on their nutsack. But then when Toronto does this, it's like, yo, who the fuck is this guy? So.
And also, I think it is, they don't understand our slang. They don't understand what we're talking about. They don't understand what he's talking about. When he's making references to Kalani certain things like Nelly and I didn't know about Goyard. There's certain things where he's just putting it together the way he's delivering it.
Yeah.
They don't understand that.
They did it to us too, though.
Exactly.
We have to put two and two together and figure out what they're talking about the same way. So
100%.
You got to figure out what the fuck we're talking about.
Now the table's our turn. Now you got to figure out what we're saying. When we had to sit there and decode your lyrics, now you got to sit here and decode lyrics.
How many fucking times have I said this? Like, we found out what the Dun language is. We found out what capping. We've adopted some of the shit that these niggas
say. They've already adopted so much of our language. Now it's more of a universal language. Language where, like, yo, the nigga kingdom has been shared with everybody. Everybody a nigga now. You know what I mean? I don't even care what people say no more. I don't give a fuck. And you can take offense to it if you want to take offense to it. I don't give a fuck. Whoever wants to give, yo, everyone's a nigga now. We got Chinese niggas, the chickens, got white people that is niggas. It's like a culture, and everyone just sharing the one culture and has the same slangs and terminology and words. No cap. Everybody's saying no cap. It's all across the board. From America to fucking wherever, to Canada, don't matter.
Hold on, dead ass, son.
You know what
dead
saying?
Ass.
All the same
we
words.
Had to figure that out,
you know
right?
When people started saying "yo, dead ass," right? Because that's a New York term. It's not like they came with a fucking dictionary explanation of it. We figure it the fuck out.
Word.
Right.
Word,
that's it. So but that's what I think it boils down to. They don't understand what he's talking about.
Mate.
So like the one guy I seen in the review, the way he's reading the lyrics. Gucci and Prada don't go together. The way, like, buddy, you have to understand Smiley, for one, stayed original to who the fuck he was.
No, but they understand what we're saying, fam. We're saying that our words are like the same as everyone else's now. Like, the UK, Toronto.
Yeah, the twang is all intertwined.
Like New York is still America, and then there's the UK on the other side, and then there's us, Toronto, and we all use almost the same slang and terminology. That's why we all like each other's shit so much. It kind of looks even similar.
It's also because of the Caribbean vibes.
That's
there's so much Caribbean around.
That's what influences the art.
There's so much Caribbean in England,
in the States, in Canada.
Right.
So whether it's Jamaican,
you hear it in the drum music. Exactly. When you listen to drum music, you hear that Caribbean influence and shit.
Yo, look at South African drum music. Mm-hmm. Have you heard South African drum music, bro?
No.
Yo, it's crazy. It's a mind thing. Yo, the man's not speaking a word of English, but you feel everything he's saying.
Every op getting drilled.
I lie.
But yo, bro. I can't lie though. Like, the way how Drake came on the track, he barred it down. Like,
yeah, he
me like,
up.
I'm
supposed
you know what
to.
I mean? That's but yo, Smiley's my guy, but he did not come, he didn't come hard on
Gucci
the track.
Had a
you
so?
Know what I mean? He did not
Gucci.
Come hard on the track. Gucci. So, Gucci. You know what I mean? That's why say they coming that, at him man. Like that. You know what I mean? Smiley's my guy, but he did not really come like the Gucci real Gucci Smiley. You feel me on that track?
You said he was lazy with it.
Like, yeah. Like, you feel me? He came with a lot of more sauce than bars. You feel me? Like, and yeah, like Drake came barred on that track. We all know that. So
yeah,
it's,
I think
it's
people
like
are gonna get it.
It's different. You know what I mean?
It's one of those are gonna get
so
it.
So you're gonna like the Americans.
You're
gonna
supposed
come
to make sure you
head
come
head
super hard on that. Drake's on your track. You gotta
was,
like come
yeah,
with that.
Yeah, I never heard Drake really. Well, actually, I heard him go hard, but Drake really came super hard.
Or just give Drake don't really get those ones to niggas.
So
like that.
You know
so
bars.
Like,
yeah,
Toronto
he barred those ones.
Toronto
you gotta make sure you.
So it's like you have to come bar, but Smiley was just coming with sauce.
I think this is just an appetizer, man.
It was just a
I think this is just an appetizer.
Yeah.
I think there's more in the works.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I hear you. I have to give him the modest answer. You know what I'm saying? That's right.
You get the answer politically correct.
I gave him the politically correct. I hit him with the Jay-Z right now.
All right, so I got one more for y'all here. And this is our mod ting of the week. That's one of our segments here.
Mod ting. Thinking of mod ting.
So Blueface sucker punches a fan after the fight. Okay, so salute to Blueface, bleed him. I'll pull it up so y'all can see.
Tatiana Blueface.
I was gonna say, let me see it one more time before I even comment on that. I seen a little bit of it. So
yo, push it up on the big screen.
I'll pull it up on the big screen here.
So,
oh, this is after the in the ring.
Yeah, in the ring.
Like,
after the
oh,
fight.
Boo.
So, the fight was done, right? He won, and this is like a bare knuckle boxing match that he had with some TikToker or some shit like that.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck's going on, but like, whatever. It happened, he won, he busted niggas ass, right?
Blueface won.
Okay. So now after the fight, this happens. Right? Mayu's chilling, you know what I'm saying? He's back in his corner, Blueface, ha ha ha, everything is all good, right? And then watch this fan. Yo, boom. And Blueface had to have another match
business.
That night.
Gave him that business.
So he had two matches that night.
Yeah, the fan. Okay, so what is you sure that's not a like a brother of the YouTuber, like a, you know, like someone close to the YouTuber who just lost?
Well, they said it was like something like 24-year-old fan who just jumped out the crowd and started.
Oh, he just
up.
Rushed the ring.
Yeah.
So he deserved what he got.
Yeah.
He deserved the work.
He deserved the work.
You jumped into the arena.
With fighters that are fighting.
Yeah. Get these hands.
Yeah, hold that.
Get these hands. Oh, especially at first, you can see, because at first, Blueface is like, oh, fuck you then.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
He still had energy.
Yeah, so it's like, first you sizing up the man like, is this a good vibe? Oh, this is a bad vibe. All right, then hold that. Yeah.
Hold that.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's how you're
super.
Coming in the ring. You're not coming in the ring like, oh shit, you won my G, what up? No, you're coming
super
in the ring like, fuck you, nigga.
Yeah,
hold that.
Boxiana.
There you go. Box down, Boxiana. Right? Don't jump in the ring.
So who y'all see, because I think Jake Paul or Logan Paul is kind of dissing a nigga. Who should Blueface fight next?
Fuck, I don't even know, man.
Because he's ready for some fights.
Dude, he's a fucking rapper, nigga. Punch up.
Yeah, but look what happened.
Jake Paul.
He's saying Jake Paul, he needs some of them Blueface hands.
Yo, the man fought Mayweather. One of them fought Mayweather.
I don't think
Logan. Jake. Oh, sorry. The one that grabbed me with his hat.
Yeah. I don't think Blueface could handle Jake Paul, to be honest. Still.
As I said, not that one. The next one that grabbed the hat.
That's the one that grabbed the hat,
Jake Paul.
Oh, that's who it is.
Yeah, I don't think.
Is that the one calling out McGregor? Calling out Colin?
Yeah.
So he's calling out Colin McGregor.
Yeah, because he already beat up Nate Robinson like 30
seconds.
He knocked out
his ass.
He trains though, you know what
I'm saying?
Blueface ain't don't train like
yo, these YouTubers make money, man, doing this boxing, these YouTuber boxing matches and shit.
But they became fighters some a while ago.
Yeah.
It's been a while now.
Yeah.
They train. Yeah,
the brothers Blueface has been training too, though, eh? Don't sleep on Blueface, eh? Blueface.
That's what I'm saying. Blueface can't handle that right now.
No. Blueface has been in tip-top shape.
He's a tall, skinny nigga. I give him a chance still, you know.
I give him a chance still,
you know.
So, like, Blueface is in better shape than Nate Robinson?
No, Nate Robinson just is. He doesn't know how to box.
Nate Robinson didn't know how to box.
He don't know how to box. He turned it like a fighting. Like Blueface knows how to.
Know how to box.
He's training for boxing. Yeah,
bare knuckle fighting. The nigga just finished a bare knuckle fight and just washed that man, Bridget.
Well, even
I don't know if he washed him because the guy didn't look that fucked up.
I would like to see it. I wouldn't mind seeing it.
I'm boosting it a bit.
I wouldn't mind seeing it.
He fought nobody, bro. Blueface beat up a nobody and then punched out another nobody, like a smaller.
Yeah, but Nate Robinson, no disrespect to Nate Robinson, but Nate Robinson right now, he's not in the league no more.
I know, but he just came on. He's still pretty fit.
Yeah, but the man took that and he's...
That's what I'm saying. That's still sleeping. That surprised us all. We saw that.
Right? If anything, he needs a rematch.
He still didn't wake up.
If anything, he needs a rematch.
He's still sleeping. He's still sleeping, right? He does. He needs to redeem himself. This nigga just went silent, nigga.
Yeah. He still
might. I thought he was going to win and he got the business. He got the business on TV.
Nappy.
He's been ghost ever since.
Yeah. You're
right. That's right. He's still sleeping. He's hibernating.
Yeah, he must be.
The man went straight into hibernation.
I'll give you all one more before, like, on this one here. To throw into the basket here for who he should be fighting. What about Mayu? We don't like to bring up his name.
Oh, Lace Front?
Lace Front. We call him Lace Front Mayu, but Tekashi 6ix9ine. Since WAC and all of them that they're now talking, why don't they set up the fight? Yeah, I'd like to see that. I would actually fucking pay to see that.
Who fight? Lace Front fight who?
Blueface.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, because he got Blueface took off of Instagram.
Yeah, Blueface definitely.
That's not a fair fight. That's not a fair fight. That's not a weight class. There's no size. That's height advantage. Oh,
the man, they don't care about
the
that.
The man got a reach on him.
It's true.
It's like, yo, that it's like me fighting with, like, punching someone with the reach of this flipping thing. Like,
fam, watch out for your ashtray. Fam, Aaron Carter just fought friggin' Lamar Odom, bro. Yeah,
even Lamar Odom.
The man pushed him on the ground like a baby.
Aaron Carter?
Yes.
The Backstreet Boy, nigga.
No way.
Yeah, he fought Aaron Carter.
That's Nick Carter's little brother. The blonde boy.
Yeah. Yes.
The fake Justin Bieber.
He had smoke for fucking Lamar Odom.
The fake Justin Bieber. That's what I call that kid. He's the fake Justin Bieber.
But he was doing his thing way before.
I know that, but Justin Bieber came and fucked up his whole fucking show.
I know, he was long gone, though. Stop this, man. He was long gone.
Bro. Justin Bieber came and fucked up everything. Yeah. Justin Bieber took all his money, all his shine. Justin Bieber came over. Before, Justin Bieber was big, yes, Aaron Carter, he was that poster boy. He was that guy they would draw for certain things.
Nah,
you know, his brother had that little fame from their little boy group thing.
No, Aaron Carter was always in the shadow.
But he still had his little bit of fame. There's a little bit there they would draw for him. But now Justin came. And Justin just killed everything.
Took his whole shine.
Justin just took everything. All white boys shine. Justin Timberlake, all of them. He took all their shine, bro.
So white crime, bro.
He took all their shine. He took all their shine. He's a Canadian on top of it.
I lie.
The man came through and took all their shine, bro.
Both.
I lie. I was thinking the same thing. Don't say that one.
I think we really know the reason why people from Toronto hate on Brampton.
I'm telling you.
Because there's so much talent, too much is coming, right?
Even Justin Bieber, he was some small town. Where is he from? Stouffville, right?
Yeah.
No, not Stouffville.
Stratford.
That's just west of Brampton, like I said. What the fuck wrong with y'all, man? Justin Bieber is
kind of west of Kitchener. That's kind of a reach, though. It's kind of a reach.
From Brampton. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, that's cool. That's on the road.
But yo, let's wrap it up. And salute to Blueface, you know what I'm saying?
Facts. Like,
we'll keep you up to date on
whoever. Run the punch again.
You want to see that shit again?
Yeah, I want to see it.
Quick one for the road here.
Because he's chilling like, yeah, what up? Let me take a photo.
Nigga's so happy.
Boom. He gave a 1-2 and he wheel up for our next one.
You see the guy
jump the fence quick though, eh?
Salute to Blueface, man. Let's wrap it up here. Mila, give the people your social media, let the people know where to find you, music wise, all that good shit.
At Flash Mila, Instagram, you know what I'm saying? Everything is Flash Mila. One word, no capitals, Flash Mila, you know?
Okay.
Everything. The only thing that's different, Snapchat, Flash _Mila.
Okay. Ladies, send the Snapchats, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Yo, enough respect for coming through, dog.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? All of y'all, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
PK Herc, let the people know
where to find you. Well, you know where to find me. I'm in Parkdale, nigga. You can find me in PK. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to, again, the boy, the gang of homies on the bridge that I passed by Lakeshore that, you know, we hailed up. Anderson, you know what I'm saying? Big up Anderson, big up Andy, and also big up Ryan, who rolled up today when we're by Islington and Steelers.
Ryan?
Yeah, yeah. So, and Toronto, big up yourself. Episode 233.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
233. Damn, fuck. You're getting up there. Consistency, people.
It's keys.
Yeah.
That's all I gotta say on that topic.
PK Herc in the building. Gucci Gooch, let the people know where to find you.
It's your boy Gucci. You can find me on my Percy, Gucci416. And you can find me on Gucci. My Facebook page, Claire Star Studio 6. Turn that up and turn up my YouTube channel. And I mean, that's for the whole 6 Toronto, the whole news, what's going on. Catch everything. You know what I mean? Lives, everything. Behind the scenes, everything. But you already know it's your boy Gucci Gang.
Gang, gang.
Gang. Yeah, man. Dope episode 233 in the vault. Is this the one going here? 233 in the vault, you know what I'm saying? Salute to the whole comment gang out there, you know what I mean? Follow me on all my social media platforms, Friday Ricky Dread, that's D-R-E-D. Hit us up for everything else, welovehiphop.ca. And for Six Views T-O, all social media platforms. I'm going to take y'all out with a track by myself. This is the remix. Conway the Machine, you know, Griselda, y'all know who that is? So, Friday Ricky Dread, featuring Conway the Machine, RWL remix produced by Filthy Rich. Let's go. Track is called Foreign Exchange. Popping off on Spotify real soon. We'll bring that up. Thank you, gentlemen.
Griselda. Friday, Ricky. You will love it.
They say I'm the new big mixed with pop. These niggas ain't fucking with the shit I jot. The yacht pole 50 shots. I let it pop.
We love hip hop.
My youngin' watch while I lift your top. I brought 3 extra clips.